I believe that the rabbi is on the phone with us.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm fine. Very good.
I wasn't listening to the song, but you knew what you were saying. The song was listeners.
The song was Anybody Listening.
Anybody
That's the
listening.
Name of the song.
So, you know, the thing, I think you could take a lesson from that. Anyone that's listening, if you truly listen to something that's going on, whether it be a song, whether it be Torah, whether it be God, whatever it is, it penetrates the person and it affects the person tremendously. So in life, we have to listen. If we don't listen and we pretend we're listening, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's a side note. But anyway. All right, Parshat Pekudei.
Parshat Pekudei.
We're finishing off now the completion of the Mishkan, of the Bet HaMikdash, the holy things that are inside it. And obviously, you know, an accounting is made of all the gold, silver, and copper donated by the people for the Mishkan. They finished making the eight priestly garments. And all the components are brought to Moses, who erected and anointed with the holy anointing oil. And what does he do? He initiates Aaron and his four sons into the priesthood. And it's brought down that a cloud appears over the Mishkan, signifying the divine presence that can now come and dwell within it. You know, it reminds me of the same time that there was a cloud that was always over the tent of our mother Sarah, which was the time that God was always there. And when she died, a future daughter-in-law brought it back to life. Now, it's very, very interesting if you think about it. You know, you have for example, a bride and groom that, you know, they have anxiety when the wedding day comes closer. And they think the last few hours before the wedding, you know, maybe we should call it off. Or you know, it's very scary.
Very stressful.
Yeah, it's very scary. You know, what's the concept of, you know, they're not going to succeed maybe in building the ideal home, which will have, godliness, Torah, mitzvot. Maybe we're going to fail. And it's better, they prefer not to start at all. You know, I hear that so many times from different people. And it reminded me, when I'm looking at this week's Torah portion, if we look at this modern day issue, really the first anxiety attack can really be dated back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, and the Jewish people. You know, the Torah tells us that when all the work of the Mishkan, of the Holy Tabernacle, was completed, they brought all the components to Moses. And Rashi explains that the reason for bringing everything to Moses and not erecting the Mishkan themselves was that they were unable to do it without help. No man was able to erect it because of the weight of the beams of the krashim were so heavy.
Yeah.
Since a normal man doesn't have sufficient strength, they don't feel strong enough to do it. And you think about it, so what they're going to do? They're going to bring it to Moses? Moses is one person. What's he going to do with it exactly? And after working so hard on the Mishkan and having meticulously filled all of God's commands concerning all the specifications, they were overcome with anxiety and despondent when they realized that they could not erect it due to the weight of the board. Now, one can well imagine, you know, their dismay and their disillusionment over the possibility that the sanctuary, which was to serve as the holy dwelling place for God, would not achieve its purpose. They're not going to be able to do it. And maybe they should just forget about it. They should not do it. They had that anxiety attack. And when Moses saw the task laid before him by the Jewish people, he turned to God and he said, "How can the Mishkan, the tabernacle assembly, be accomplished by man? We've done so far, and now basically there's a wall that's put up in front of us. We can't do it. How is it possibly able to be accomplished by man?" And God said to him, "Involve yourself in assembling the Mishkan with your hand, and I quote what God is saying, and though it will appear as if you were setting it up, it will actually rise up and stand by itself. That is what God told Moses. You get involved with it, and I'm obviously going to perform the miracle that is going to rise up by itself, because it was so heavy. It had so much weight. And if you think about it, what a beautiful lesson God was teaching Moses. When something has to be accomplished, don't become disillusioned and frightened because it seems difficult or impossible. We have to make an honest effort, put our hands to it, and do our best. And the rest, leave it to God. He will bless you with success and the seemingly difficult, or even the impossible will become a reality. As the Medrash says, a person does with his hand, and the Holy One, blessed be He, God, He will bless the work of His hand.
Hmm.
So going back to our original point of the bride and groom, if you're anxious about the thought of succeeding in your endeavor to build a Torah home in the community of Israel, don't be disillusioned. We're not going to be the first ones that are frightened by the challenge, and we're not going to be the last one. We have to remember what it says in this week's Torah portion. That's when I was reading. I'm like, wow, this is such a lesson, a message that God is telling us. God tells Moses, when he was concerned and apprehensive, work earnestly and ultimately your efforts will be crowned with a success. And I remember, I remember reading a cute story once a long time ago. There was a little boy who was playing, with the ABC blocks. And he called his mother to come to his room. When she entered, he told her in amazement that he just figured out that the word good is really composed of two words, go and do.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother explained, you are indeed right, my child. When we go and do, God will help that everything will turn out to good. But we have to first do the go, then the do, then both those words come together, and there is the good that God will ultimately turn everything we do. So the next time someone is thinking, oy gevalt, oh no, what am I going to do? How am I going to accomplish this? It is impossible, it's beyond my reach, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to succeed. We have to remember what it says in this week's Torah portion. Get your hands involved, do it, and I will be the one helping you, making sure that what you go do will become into good.
It's almost like Na'aseh v'nishma.
Absolutely.
And that brings us back to the song that we started, Anybody Listening.
Anybody, exactly. Exactly. See, everything, there's a reason why you play that song and then we talk about this. I had no clue you were going to play that song.
Yeah, same here. I just...
But God had some reason why He put this thought into my head and why He made you play the song. God has a mysterious way of running the world. But God will help you. But you can't just sit back and say, oh, if the Jews sat back and said, you know what? We have done everything we can. We raised all the gold and the silver. We cannot do anything more. Forget it. We're done. We're pulling out. Goodbye. Imagine where we were today. They went to Moses. And Moses says, okay, God, what do I do? I'm turning to you as a servant. Tell me what you want me to do. And God said, do it, and I will help you. And that's the lesson. Everyone, go and do it. Go do, and everything will then be turned into good by God.
And good luck.
Yes.
Rabbi, that was the Parsha, and there are some events that are approaching us.
Yeah, we have, we just had an event on Sunday. The first of many, many series of Kids in the Kitchen, where we have started now a new program in Windsor, which will be many programs throughout the year. And the first one was Kids in the Kitchen, which was this past Sunday, where kids come and learn about a certain holiday or an event, whatever it may be, and they do it hands-on crafts. Obviously, this past Sunday, they learned about Purim, and they made their own Purim Hamantaschen with many different types of filling. Strawberry, apricot, blueberry pie filling, chocolate, a lot of different filling. And it was absolutely beautiful. There were more than 14 kids. My wife had prepared, they actually made the dough themselves, and then there was dough that was ready for them. And they were rolling. Some made 10, 12 Hamantaschen. Some made 7. It was beautiful. So that's a program that has been starting in Windsor. And also now, in, 14 days, 2 weeks exactly.
Yeah, the party, the big party.
That's right, 2 weeks from today, wow. 2 weeks from today, the 24th, is going to be the big Purim annual party in the JCC in the gym, where this year's theme is Purim in Mexico, Purim Fiesta. There's going to be Purim, there's going to be Mexican-style food, vegetarian, obviously, as well. There's going to be piñatas. There's going to be an amazing entertainer, a bubble man, who is going to make 6, 10, 12 feet, I don't even know how high, bubbles, huge bubbles, and it's going to be phenomenal. Crafts for the kids. Everyone comes dressed up in Mexican or any other costume you like. Kids, any kid that comes dressed up gets a prize. There's going to be crafts for the kids, music. So it's going to be Megillah reading, which starts at 4:30, and the dinner and the party and entertainment starts at 5. That is Thursday evening. Kids 12 and under are free. So bring all the kids. An anonymous sponsor doesn't want kids that are under 12 to pay, so he's paying for them.
That's
And adults are $15 a person. So where are you going to go? $15 a person, eat all you want, entertainment with a friend, nowhere. Only at Purim. So I encourage everyone to come. RSVP, you can call the, me, you can call the Shire's office, you can even call the Bethel's office, whichever one you want. Make sure you get your RSVP in.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. I look forward to talking again, and hope maybe in the next week or two we'll talk about Purim.
We'll do that.
Sounds good.
Na'aseh v'nishma.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Be well. We'll talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.